All right, so we said let's. Let's begin. We left off yesterday with page Reish Talit. Shalonit eh. So let us not make a mistake. B'tchila dibarnu lahatzim lechazik lagalas es hamachshava. Anu So if you remember again, the Mechaber writes that I know that what I'm telling you sounds a bit contradictory, because in the beginning we spoke about the idea of strengthening thought, and now we're focusing on the polar opposite. Zos machmas shesh levush, meaning now we're talking about silencing thought. Zos machmas shesh levushim yish lo neshama. That's because the neshama itself has three different garments. We spoke about this yesterday. Ma'asa, dibor, u'machshava. Action, speech, and thought. Ba'ofen tivi, adam tzarech lahaschil meha'asiya, la'alos ledibor, u'misham la'alos la'machshava. So in a normal fashion, a person begins with action, then ultimately goes to speech, and then afterwards goes to thought. Hashlav haravi'i la'achara machshava, the fourth tier after thought, hu knisa l'soch etzem ha'ani, shulamala min ha'machshava. So interestingly enough, what begins first as a refining of action, then ultimately refining of speech, then a refining of thought, then the next step after that is to go ahead and to actually silence thought, because the silencing of thought is what allows man to enter into himself. But it is impossible to go ahead and skip from action to the essence of the neshama. Oh, may adibor le'etzam ha'neshama, or for that matter, to go from speech to the essence of the soul. Al derech klal, chayavim la'avor es kol ha'talich. In a general principle, one is obligated to go through the entire process. Adam maschil me'ha'ma'asim, mosif aleim es koach adibor, u'la'achar mikan humagia le'koach yuni machshavti amok. A person, as you just said before, begins with refining actions, or adds on to that a refining ultimately of the power of speech. And after that, a person gets to the level of refining deep thought. He says, or introspective thought. Imkein, ba'omek zehu binyan l'tzorech stira. Therefore, what turns out is that ultimately we're building in order to deconstruct. What does that mean? Anachnu bonim eskoach ha'machshava kishlav ba'aliyo. We build up that power of thought, that refining thought, to become thoughtful people, only as another rung on the ladder. Lo kishlav tachliti. It's not the tachlis to become a thoughtful person. Ella kishlav mishlavei hanefesh. Rather, it is another step in the ladder, another rung in the ladder of the ladder of the soul. Kolzman sha adam lokana kinyan machshavti amok. As long as a person does not go ahead, has not acquired a deep thought, hu inenu misugal lehikanes pinima yoser. So before a person becomes a thoughtful or introspective person, a person is not able to go ahead and enter in anymore into himself. But after a person has become a thoughtful individual, only after a person refines the aspect of thought is he able to go ahead and enter in a little bit more into himself and discover who he is. Hadvarim halalo ein baim shum chidish. There's no chidish over here. Kvar kasavnu rabbeinu balach ovas levavos, shaderech ha'pinimish shal ha'avoda, hi haderech shedarku bo rabboseinu hanavim. See, the Chovas Levavos writes that the ultimate, the innermost way of avodas Hashem is the way in which the prophets did it. How did the prophets do it? Af al af she'in lonu nevuah, aval haderech hi osa derech. Zohi haderech shedarach bo rabbeinu avram ben arambam, Darkam Shalom Nevi'im. What does this mean? That the way ultimately to true understanding or to true, that the highest level is the Derech of Nevo'ah. What does that mean? Echad mitinai ha-Nevo'ahu, shanavi yechacham. So in order for, the Rambam writes this, that in order for a Navi to be a Navi, he has to be a scholar. Im ein bo chachma, if he has no wisdom, hu lo kli l'Nevo'ah. He is not a receptacle for prophecy. Chacham, When we say a chacham doesn't mean a person necessarily has a predisposition, right, or is inherently a chacham. Ela adam shehu choshed b'timidus. Either a chacham is someone who constantly thinks. Ubalashna Ramchal, in the wording of the Ramchal, ha-chachamim holkim v'choshvim tamin. A chacham is someone who perpetually, constantly thinks. B'chtei lahagia l'kinyin ha'evoa. Chayiv ha-navi la'avor talich she'achashiva shlo tiyah chashiva ma'amika. Be'ikar b'tara ha-kidosha. So step number one in order to become a Navi is that you have to be a thoughtful individual. Someone who is constantly thinking. Someone who is constantly looking deeper. Without the concept, without ultimately again of being a person who's capable of deeper thought, tap of reshe, hama amiga, efshar lis kadem halo. It is impossible to go any further. Avala achar shahanovi gila bikirbo, es koach hamachshava hamuka, hashlav haba mahu. So we'll say now what we were stamped, and this is actually very interesting because the Ramchal follows this model as well. In the Mesiras Yesharim, so one of the highest levels that a person is able to reach is Nevuah Ruach HaKodesh. So what's interesting is, the question always becomes, how can you say that every person is capable of receiving, of attaining a level of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah? So what the Mechaber over here is writing is, we have to ask ourselves what it means to reach a state of Nevuah. So the first part of Nevuah is that a person has to be a Chacham. Being a Chacham doesn't mean that a person has a sharp intellect, or that a person has a photographic memory. Being a Chacham means that a person is constantly thinking. Constantly thinking. Ka'asher ha-Nevuah niglis al ha-Navi, when ultimately when the Nevuah comes upon the Navi, who nimtza b'matzav shel hadmamas v'hamachshava. So ultimately he finds himself in a state of where his thought is absolutely quieted. Hashkatasa. Machshavto tzvicha lekabel or elyon, yosir mimachshavosav. V'im hu nimtza b'talish shel chashiva, hu lo misuga lekabel machshava p'nimis yosir. So this is actually very interesting. So he explains that for the Navi, in order for the Navi to receive Nevuah, he has to quiet his mind. What does that mean? That in order for him to receive the Dvar Hashem, the Word of God, everything else must be quieted. If he is thinking, if he's in the process of thinking his own thoughts, then by definition, that stymies the ability for the Word of God to ultimately devolve upon him. When he is thinking, literally when his thoughts are moving outward, he's polite, exuding thought. Who enena misugelis lios matzav shel kabbalah shel belia. This is very interesting. So ultimately, Nevuah represents the ability to ingest the Word of God. You can't ingest the Word of God if you are actively going ahead and thinking your own thoughts. The only time I can ingest the Word of God is if my thoughts are quiet, then the thoughts of the Ribbono Shel Olam have the ability to come back in. But if I'm thinking, if I'm actively, intellectually engaged, then by definition, the Word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't come in. So the point that he's making over here is, you see, that in order to be Mekabel Nevuah, a person has to be in a state in which they quiet their thoughts. This is the model that we're referring to, that sometimes the highest level of thought is not when one is actually thinking, but when one ultimately has the ability to quiet their thoughts. Ke'in zeh motziim anu b'halocha b'hilchos basar b'chalav. So let's say we'll give a very simple example. We find this concept in laws of basar b'chalav, milk and meat. V'gam b'mashal agashmi, b'sha sha'atzina b'matzav shal polit, lo yitachin etz lo talik shal k'nisa. So he gives a very simple example with a faucet. When the faucet is on, right, when the faucet is on, then by definition, ultimately, again, nothing could go in. Ki zerem echad yigaber al re'ehu, v'hu zeh sheyovil, b'chtei sha'atzina yucha l'kabel zerem, Muchrach lihios shahutzis hazerem tipasek. So he's actually interesting over here about Basar B'chalav, that the concept of absorptions. So an item could only absorb if it's not actively exuding something else. But if the item is exuding something else, then by definition, it can't absorb. So we'll say, applying this ultimately again to the way we are, that at the end of the day, as important as thought and introspective thought is, and taking time to be with our thoughts and taking time to discover who and what, all the things that we've discussed, That's one level. The next level after that is to actively quiet one's thoughts and to be able, because again, what we're going to see is that the ability to quiet that thought is what really allows you to truly discover who you are on the inside, the same way that it's only after the quieting of the thought that allows the Navi to go ahead and that allows the Navi to go ahead and actually hear the word of Hashem. All right, we'll stop with Rabbi Osei. We're going to pick up at that last paragraph, Betchila, in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Well, say a little bit differently. We